The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. Live with you on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. It is a Thursday night here on the grid. 2 hours to set them up and knock them down as we have some key Major League Baseball action to get to. And we had an incredible Major League Baseball performance already. Dylan Cease, no-hitter against the Washington Nationals. It has created some movement in the NL Cy Young market, which will be highlighted today. Aside from the baseball world, what you have is somewhat of the calm before the storm. The Olympics have been able to get underway. We've seen some marquee events. We've seen some disasters. I'm looking at you, Morocco, Argentina. What was that? I mean, that was basically a billboard that said, do not get involved with the Olympics, which we're not going to do. We're going to get involved with the Olympics, but that was crazy. It really was. Today, we have kind of settled everything up. Tomorrow, minimal action. We have the opening ceremony. And then Saturday, we really, really hit the ground running, especially with the Olympic basketball, which I still believe is going to kind of, which is going to be the most bet on sport at the Olympics. And not just those USA games, which start on Sunday, but also we're talking Olympic basketball involving Victor Wembanyama, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and we're going to get to all of that for you on Saturday. But the big item from today's Olympics, and I do want to just quickly, before we get to some baseball, talk about, I always check in with the Olympics, and we did see the USA women's team win 3-0 today over Zambia. They get the job done. Great start for this team. Now, if you've not been following the U.S. women's national team on the soccer side of it religiously, and perhaps you're kind of checking back and you're like, oh, come on, we win always. We're dominant. We can't be touched. 3-0 over Zambia, maybe disappointing. Expectations have changed a little bit for this group, okay? Now, they are still the favorites, the USA women's national team, to win gold and get the job done here at the Olympics. But they are not favorites of the like of the men's basketball team or the women's basketball team. This is not a situation where they are supposed to run away with distance. No, no, no. Plus 175. Plus money. Right there, neck and neck with Spain. France getting that's, again, relatively speaking, short number, right? Again, just using a comparison point, the Olympic basketball on the men's side of it, the second choice to the USA men's, you're getting nearly double France, who's option three. So you're seeing a big difference here. Now, again, with USA as the favorites, though, this is an important one because what we have here at the Olympics is a situation where the USA is still supposed to reign supreme. They are heavy favorites to have the most medals and the most gold medals, which, again, are mostly unbettable prices. The market, many, I'm sure, will look to bet the USA's medal count is the simple over-under, 41.5, and it is a tournament, or really an event, a sport like this, I should say, that is going to make the difference here. 41.5, again, is that over-under for the gold medal count? Again, you kind of see that minus 114 both ways. I know at some points I've seen 40.5s out there in the market, and I do think these will be, I believe at least, that these are going to be active numbers throughout, so we will continuously watch how this plays out. We will continue on Game Time Decisions, get you updated medal counts, gold medal counts, USA's medal count. We will be following it right here on Sports Grid. I thought it was important tonight. We broke in Olympic style and started there. But for tonight, the main event has to be Mets Braves, because what we have now is a Mets team that is commanding respect from the books. Look at their series spread number. Minus 125, they get the job done against the Braves. Now, they are home, four-game set. 2-2 is probably the realistic favorite of how this plays out. But this is a Mets team who just went into a two-game series with the New York Yankees and on a triple money line was plus 440 to get the sweep. Well, they cashed those plus 440s. And they not only swept the Yankees in the Bronx, they swept the Yankees over the course of this season. Again, this was a Mets team who at one point looked up at the standings and felt defeat. They thought, oh my, we are going to end up trading Pete Alonso. We are having a nightmare year. Instead, they have probably the most underappreciated player in baseball this season in Francisco Lindor, who is comfortably one of the top 10 hitters this season so far in the National League and didn't make the All-Star team. An absolute miss, all in all. But for the Mets, that's not the priority. It's continuing to stack wins. They are favored to win this series, and a huge reason for that, I guess two, it's not just the return of Kodai Senga. It's Luis Severino's respect in the market against NL Cy Young Cy Young favorite in Chris Sale. Chris Sale, who goes tonight, minus 110 either direction, on the road, sure, against Luis Severino. You take a look. We've got these Chris Sale props for you here as well. 7.5 Ks. Will he be able to go six full innings there? Minus 178 says yes. To get a win, it's plus 125. Not a lot of juice there because everybody would expect he'll make that required innings in order to get that victory. So you see where that number checks in. Over under 1.5 earned runs. Look, man, Chris Sale's been a monster this year. No doubt about it. We'll expand on how I'll back Chris Sale in this game in a moment. But I will say one noteworthy thing is, again, the respect you're seeing for Severino. But also, it's a big game here, all right? We only have two games left on this baseball slate. This is going to get some type of prime spotlight, I think. And we've seen movement again in that NL Cy Young market. Dylan Cease today with that no-hitter. Commanded some respect. Comfortable fourth choice now on the board. And you know who else got respect this week in the market? Paul Skenes. Listen, I don't move the numbers. I was a little surprised myself. Paul Skenes, off the first loss of his young career, went from plus 550 to plus 350 because he went 8 1/3 innings. Wake up, people. They are not babying that kid. He is an ace. He is a superstar, and he is treated as such in Pittsburgh. Enough with this shutdown nonsense. And the books are starting to catch on. Plus 350 is the Skenes number. Sale enters today as the favorite. Neither of these teams are favored, though, to win the NL East, and that is a bit of an upset, but that largely comes at the hands of the Atlanta Braves. If we take a look at the odds outlook for both of these ball clubs, who, again, right now are playoff teams, wild card teams, you can see the separation still does exist somewhat. 90.5 is your win total for the Atlanta Braves. That's now over double-digit wins away from their preseason win total, which was at about 101.5. Mets climbing, 84.5 now. We're seeing for the New York Mets here on that win total. More importantly, look at this. Boom. Minus money. Now, listen, it's not minus 150, not minus 180. It's certainly nowhere near that huge number on the Atlanta Braves to make the postseason. All right? But we do have the New York Mets postseason number moving. And that is important there to see for the New York Mets. And if this team is in the playoff hunt again, you can't help but think out next year when they try and sell some big free agents on not just, hey, it's New York, and hey, we can pay you a lot, but it's also, hey, we're going to have some winning baseball on our hands. Let's look at tonight's game here as you take a look. Again, Atlanta.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Favorite minus 110, minus 106, the Mets here. Depends where you are. Could be minus 110 both directions. Total bumping up a tick, 7.5 right now. I believe we saw some sevens earlier in the day. I mentioned I wanted to back Chris Sale, and that's what I'm going to do with Braves money line at minus 110. It's not just liking Sale. Severino is in a bit of, what's the opposite of a bounce back? A fall off, a shutout last time out. Braves hit Sevy, and we get the Braves money line in this game. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live right here, Sports Grid style, Thursday night with you on Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh here. We got a good crew stopping by. We're going to talk to Brady Cannon, some 3M Open. Let me just quickly get eyes and see if we finished up for the day there at the 3M. We talked to Brady over the weekend, some of the guys he was highlighting. We have Bridgman here, 8-under. Mackenzie Hughes, 7-under. Mackenzie Hughes was certainly tracking to end up as that round one leader. Andrew Novak is at 6-under with what looks like a hole to play. So that would be a tough ask for him to pull off an eagle, but it would be his second of the day if he got it to tie Bridgman there. Thorne Bjornsson, though, man, someone we highlighted with Brady, and again, we'll talk to Brady in a little bit. This guy's five under, he's T6. He was, I believe, 65-1 on Sunday, that was, when we were talking with Brady. I believe that was Tuesday. We were talking with Brady. But he was also around pick for a top 40, man. And again, it all depends on how you want to bet golf. You know, if you're someone who chases big tickets, outright market, or even, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a big ticket, right? I mean, you could have got great odds for him for a top 10, top 20. But, man, if you played it safe for a top 40, you're in a great spot there with Thorne Bjornsson, who is supposed to be someone who's going to really kind of blast onto the scene here for the PGA Tour and is off to a great start there at the 3M Open. Want to get a live update for people as well, Major League Baseball. With just one game going on, it's the Dodgers and it's the Giants. It's 4-2 right now, L.A., in the bottom of the seventh with two outs. But this was a really important game, arguably the most important from the early slate here, because the Dodgers threw Clayton Kershaw. And we know the L.A. Dodgers, monster favorites to make the postseason, to win the division in the NL West, and every reason to believe that that's exactly what this baseball team is going to do. So with the Dodgers, the questions are, and probably for the Dodgers more than any team in Major League Baseball, it's what will the playoffs look like, right? You know, for a Yankees, a Braves, yes, those teams are equally, you know, World Series or bust, right? That's how we evaluate them. But the Yankees don't have a luxury of thinking about a World Series right now. They're not in first place in their division. Same story with the Atlanta Braves, right? Even if you look at a Houston Astros team who has climbed up into first now past the Seattle Mariners, who are reeling, lost 8 of their last 10 baseball games, 3 in a row. Again, the Astros have not created anywhere near enough separation to rest on laurels. If you look in the American League right now, there are 6 teams with a better record than that baseball team. So again, it just kind of gives you an idea where the Dodgers and their level of certainty, right? I mean, again, you could say the Philadelphia Phillies as well. I guess that would be fair. The Dodgers' level of certainty of that eyes are on the postseason is next level. And for the Dodgers, what's super important is this rotation gets right. We know the lineup is great. It boasts the NL MVP favorite in Shohei Ohtani. It boasts MVP caliber guys and World Series champions in Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts. Key pickups like Teoscar Hernandez, right? One of the best hitting catchers in the league, and Will Smith. I mean, this team's got it going. We know that. But as many answers as we get on the hitting side of it, we're left with nearly as many questions on the pitching side. Now, the Dodgers are a team, if you jump on to MLB The Show, turn injuries off, simulate the season, I'd expect they'd win the majority of those years, right? Probably enough to even at least be booked at about, what, even money to win a World Series. Well, we don't turn injuries off. And this Dodgers rotation fully healthy is, it's great. Last now, Yamamoto, Bueller, Kershaw, my goodness, right? I mean, can you get Dustin May back into the fold? So it's a Dodgers team we know that's loaded, but it's a Dodgers team that is far, far from healthy, right? With Glasnow and Yamamoto, I mean, it's been a long time now, it feels. It's been forever since we've seen Yamamoto. Tyler Glasnow was, you know, pushing for a Cy Young. We saw Glasnow go yesterday, right? First start back in a while, goes five innings, takes a loss. Not great, not awful, but that's not the Tyler Glasnow that they paid for, so now they got to ease him back in. Clayton Kershaw today, four innings of work, six hits, two earned runs. Not terrible, right? Not great, not blow your doors off, but it's his first start. Okay, I'll ask you this. Glasnow, Yamamoto, Walker Buehler, and Clayton Kershaw. Over, under. 3.5 healthy by the time the postseason starts. Look at you screaming at the TV. Under, under. You know it's true. How could you project out a four-man group who are basically all within the last 48 hours unhealthy, right? To be healthy by the time we get to the postseason. Now, the idea is, it's the Dodgers. Deadline comes around, they'll get Garrett Crochet, this won't be a worry. Maybe so. Maybe so. But again, until we get those answers, I think this is what's going to linger around this Dodger team. Again, there's a lot of certainty with the Dodgers. They're winning their division, they're going to be in the postseason. It's a matter of will they catch the Phils, right, for the best record in baseball. That's the question, right? Will Ohtani win a triple crown? Those are the questions around the Dodgers, right? Well, until the postseason starts. Then people, and only then probably, will people say, what's the rotation? Landon Knack? Huh? Who? Why? How? That's not what this is supposed to be. We're the Dodgers. Again, time will tell, but I did think that's why today's start was important, because they need to start getting Kershaw out there. As you can see from today's start, as you saw from last night yesterday, those guys wouldn't be ready if the postseason was tomorrow. And again, it doesn't start tomorrow, right? But it shows you that the Dodgers are still far away.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
From the baseball team that is priced the way they are, that is supposed to be clear-cut World Series favorites. Quick break, right back live here. It's Game Time Decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, live with you right here on Sports Grid. As I mentioned, the baseball board is live, but also we have more baseball coming on up. 7:10, it is Mets, it's Braves. We'll expand on that on just a moment, but Angels-A's tonight at 9:30 is a good one. It's a fun one, and there is some juice in this baseball game. I highlighted a couple of hitters here. Now, you guys know me. We wait for the lineups. Those are out, but also it's an interesting spot tonight with kind of the way the information shapes up here in this game, Rosenberg against Stripling. Neither guy is necessarily in or is providing us the sample size that I love. What do I mean by this, all right? So Ross Stripling's been awful. Whoa, really bad. Really, really bad. He hasn't started a game since May. So that changes things a little bit, right? We want to fade Ross Stripling tonight. How much Ross Stripling are we going to be getting? It's a valid question. But again, Ross Stripling looks like big-time fade material. And again, it's not a 1-9 record. It's a 5.82 ERA. It's a 3.51 batting average allowed this season against left-handed hitters. Kenny Rosenberg, whoa, 6.3 ERA. Nightmare. He only started two games. We only have 10 total innings of Kenny Rosenberg to go off of. And actually, he didn't technically start either of those baseball games, Kenny Rosenberg, right? So, again, how much Kenny Rosenberg are we getting, and do we have a comfortable enough sample size here to fade Kenny Rosenberg, who, in 39 at-bats, 10 against lefties, 29 against righties, a left-handed pitcher, clearly teams looking to stack that right side of the dish. He's allowing a 310 batting average to righties, 300 batting average to lefties. That's open season then, right? That's anybody that this season in an A's uniform hitting lefties we can get live with. So that would be Brent Rooker, Miguel Andujar, absolutely jump off the page. Outside of that, nobody really kind of jumped off for me there from Oakland. Okay, but we got two guys. We have Renfigo going for the Angels, switch hitter, so we'll get him left-sided here against Ross Stripling. And he certainly, again, could kind of jump off the page. The tricky bit for me is these guys are a tick out of the distance. They're a tick expensive right now from those 1.5 hits runs RBI. So I'm trying to be cautious with how much juice I want to lay. When you take a look right now, can we get to parlay pieces? No, we can't. For me, at least, parlay those hits runs RBIs for guys within the same game, which is understandable, right? There's a level of correlation there. So I'm still trying to work through how I want to play this game. I know my target guys are going to, again, be Miguel Andujar, Brent Rooker, and Louis Renfigo. You guys know how it is. I'm not great with the names. That's all right, though. That's where I'm looking at for that baseball game. I've not jumped in just yet, but I'm going to still we'll make sure anything we jump in for that game, we get there before it kind of buttons up. Now, with Mets-Braves tonight, look, again, it's a tricky game because you have two top guys in Sale and Luis Severino going. Now, you certainly could, at least for me, right, try and go through the – make sure all the splits line up and play some under – I like my hits, runs, RBI markets. We can go under the 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. Sale this season, lefties have just – mostly stood no chance, right? So who's that going to be tonight? It would be DJ Stewart. It would be Jeff McNeil. All right, that's where – that would be – those are the only lefties that even made the card here tonight for the Mets. For Luis Severino, if you look, 243 batting average to lefties. That's not great. Now 206 to righties is really strong, okay? So that means that you would want to attack some of the guys from the right side of the dish. Austin Riley, Ozuna, Darno, Nacho Alvarez, Ramon Laureano, Orlando Arcia. Okay, we have some guys. We have six guys, right, that we could fade. How do those guys qualify against righties? My hesitation with this situation is I do think Severino is in a reverse bounce-back spot. Last few times he's come off a shutout, we've seen him give up a good chunk, right? Threw a shutout against the Cubbies, gave up four against Houston. Threw a shutout against the Pirates, gave up three against the Giants. Those are the shutouts this season for him. Again, that's a clear bar to make. But making that distinction, I'm thinking we're going to play Braves money line, trust Chris Sale. Maybe at some other jump-in spots, fading a Jeff McNeil, fading a Marcelo's, maybe an Austin Riley. We'll continue to check those. We'll talk to Brady Cannon with some golf next. We're live right here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, updates with you right here. Major League Baseball board quickly. We've got 4-4 now here in this game as the Giants tied it up. Conforto with the double. Soler then drives in Michael Conforto. So we've got fours here in this baseball game. Locks in the over for people who played 8.5 as, of course, we're going to have to get to 5-4 in that game. One other quick update for people. And look, I just want to quickly with the baseball. A lot of the baseball that I do, I've taken from our good buddy Donnie Wrightside. Donnie says, man, if you can find the numbers that work for you, don't kind of veer off too much. And the hits, runs, RBI stuff that I like to look at, I am usually looking for over 1.5, right? I don't often try and kind of play those things down, but you certainly can. This stuff can be applicable. But knowing that we had a Sale Severino matchup, I didn't know if there was really going to be anybody that I was willing to fade. It did draw my eye back to the market quickly during the commercial break. Has this ever existed before? Probably, but I can't tell you I've ever seen it. DJ Stewart tonight, lefty batting against a lefty in Chris Sale in the 9-hole, over a half a hit run RBI is -160 to the under. Good grief. I mean, this guy to basically not touch base, they're saying, is an absolute lock. I mean, a walk, home run, you never know. It's incredible there just to see a number like that. Just, you know, the other lefty is McNeil. He's +135 under a half hit run RBI there. So that's just a staggering, staggering number to see on DJ Stewart. But let's talk some golf to help us do that. It's Brady Cannon. We're checking in with the 3M Open, Brady. How are you doing here on a Thursday night?
I'm doing great, my friend. Good to be back with you. And, you know, Adam Kaufman, our friend that I do shows on Saturday evenings with, I texted him late night. He and I always like to, I shouldn't say always, but every now and then like to dabble in a little first round leader action, right? So I'm sitting there in bed late last night. I said, you know, let's kind of spice up this 3M Open a little bit and play some first round leaders. And I know Adam likes that kind of thing. So I text him, I said, hey, if you're game, here's who I'm going to put a little pizza money on for a first round leader. We landed on Mackenzie Hughes, and it looked like that was a winner for a long time today until Jacob Bridgman, of all people, comes around and has a 11-foot putt for eagle on the 18th hole, misses that, but birdies it to beat us by a shot.
You know what's sad is knowing that Jacob Bridgman was in the lead, the only way that story was ending is that you had Mackenzie Hughes, because Brady, there's no way you had Jacob Bridgman, right?
No,
I mean,
no.
I looked
at a couple other guys. I looked at Taylor Pendrith. I kind of had a feeling about him all week for an outright. I considered him for a first round leader. He played pretty well, shot 5-under. Justin Lower. He's been a guy that's been playing pretty well as of late. I looked at his stats, and he got off to a real hot start, and I was going, oh, gosh, I should have bet him. I didn't play him, but he's okay at 4-under. Sahith Theegala, I know our colleague Mike Carver is on for an outright, and, you know, he's kind of fallen off the map for a while here. His iron play has really come apart, and it wasn't great today. But he was able to put it together with the rest of his game and get off to a good start. So, and I said this to somebody on Wednesday. They asked about Theegala, and, you know, he's been bad and this and that. And I said, you know what? He's been bad for a minute, and now the price has gotten pretty high on him. Maybe it's time to jump back in, and that doesn't look too bad right now if you're Mike Carver.
No, certainly not. But I do want to start with Jacob Bridgman, if only because whoever the first-round leader is, it's going to catch people's attention, right? Maybe they're going to be ready to fade. But Jacob Bridgman checks in. He's 16-1. It's understandable, considering there's not a lot of separation right now at the top of this board. It's not just the one up on Mackenzie Hughes, but you have 12 or 11 golfers, right? Within, I think it is 11 or 12 or 11 golfers right now within three shots of Jacob Bridgman. But Brady, is there anything you can tell us about Bridgman here and any thoughts on his price at 16-1?
I wouldn't want to go there, especially after a guy opens with a round of 63, a relatively inexperienced guy, you know, that we don't know a whole lot about, hasn't been on tour a long time. I know he comes from Clemson University, and I've seen the name around, but it's not like this guy's been, you know, peppering the top 10 here for months over the summer. You know, a relatively young guy that's just had some, you know, pretty pedestrian rounds so far in his young career, but obviously got off to a great start today. And usually when a guy, you know, does something like that, no matter how experienced you are, it usually goes the other way in round two. So I would expect him to level off in round two, and I wouldn't get too excited about Jacob Bridgman just yet. He was very good off the tee today. He hit a lot of greens in regulation. He putted lights out. I think he was third in the field for strokes gained putting, but his approach play was very average. He ranks 70th in this field for strokes gained approach. So that kind of tells me that the irons were not perfectly dialed in. He was just kind of getting it done with everything else. And that worries you. You know, I think when you look at making a future play in game, you want to see a guy that's really dialed in with his ball striking. And you and I have gone over that a number of times, Kevin. Mm-hmm. If a guy's really good off the tee and he's striping the irons and all he needs is for the putter to get hot or something like that, there's a good chance that that can turn. But if the other part of the game, if he's a little wobbly off the tee or a little wobbly with the irons and the putter's red hot, I think it's harder to change the latter or harder to change, you know, the ball striking rather than it is to, you know, a putter can be volatile. You can get hot or cold with that in a moment's notice, but your ball striking is going to be pretty true day to day, week to week.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, and it's why I'm going to go a touch off the beaten path here with the next name I'm going to bring up. But I, you know, from you, I love now, you know, we figure out strokes tee to green. Strokes gained, tee to green. And, you know, so I pull it up, I do it by ranks, and I just scroll, right? And I'm looking, I'm like, man, are my eyes not working? Where's the guy who's first in the field, right? Taylor Pendrith is here, T6, right? Like, I can't find it, but Tony Finau, okay, T13. All the way here at T39, right, or at least kind of how this shapes up at the moment, is Taylor Moore, first in strokes gained, tee to green. Well, what went wrong? In a 156-man field, he's 151st in strokes gained putting. So you kind of see how things like that happen. But this isn't – golf betting is not as simple as, ooh, guy's putter didn't work. Bet him the next day and everything's going to be great because pedigree factors in. For a guy like Taylor Moore, who admittedly I'm not as familiar with, it might be more likely that the approach play comes back to the field. And a putter, even if it gets a bit better, again, it's 151st. Being 100th in the field in putting is still pretty bad. I'm just curious, Brady, when you see a guy's numbers like that, who is right now, again, first in strokes gained tee to green, but bottom five with the putter.
Yeah, it's a red flag for sure. And Taylor Moore is a very good player. He got his first win ever on the PGA Tour last year, and I was on him. That was a great win at 60-1 at the Valspar Championship. And that's really when he put himself on the map. And he putted lights out in that tournament. And I think over the course of his career, he is typically been a very good putter. His putter has gone south in 2024, as evidenced by what he did today, lost over three strokes to the field with the flat stick. Now, you mentioned the approach play. The approach play was very, very good, but he was, you know, pretty average off the tee. So little wobbly with the driver, and his iron play had to kind of keep him in the mix here and keep him a couple shots under par. There's kind of too much going on.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Here for me, and he's also a long way off the pace, Kevin, for me to get too far invested at this point in Taylor Moore.
Yeah, I think that is a great breakdown there, Brady. What we're going to do is hit a break. Maybe mention one or two more names out here at the 3M Open and continue to give you a couple of key details. Heading around the Olympic field there for the men's golf, it's a loaded field. What should you be looking for? We'll answer that now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, it's Game Time Decisions. Update on that baseball board. Back-to-back Jacks, Nick Ahmed, and Shohei Ohtani make it 6-4 for the L.A. Dodgers there. Ohtani and his MVP season continue, 31 homers on the year. The batting average is at .311. Again, he's just an absolute monster for the L.A. Dodgers. We're joined by Brady Cannon. We're talking some golf here. And, Brady, before we move off to 3M Open, I'd love to ask you about a guy that – you and I hit on loosely a little earlier on this weekend. It was Michael Thorbjornsson. And this is kind of a guy that I use to remind people that it's not always has to be an outright ticket. Where you mentioned, hey, you know, could be a popular play, maybe a bit too early, and we're really early on in this tournament. So nobody who's bet his 65-70 is running victory laps out there. But there might be some, Brady, who placed a pretty much even money wager on Thorbjornsson for a top 40 who think to themselves, okay, it would take quite a miracle for me not to cash that ticket. I want to ask you about Thorbjornsson, who's currently minus 115 for a top 20. If you think that's worth it, and what do you think about the opening round from him?
His opening round was great, and I was thinking about the exact same guy when I saw him finish 5 under par today. Of course, you and I did speak about him on Wednesday. And you gotta like the way he has started, and he's gaining strokes on the field in really every category. I mean, he's not been so far to one end of the spectrum where you kind of throw up a red flag. He's just been really steady in just about every area. He's tied for sixth right now in greens and regulation. He's gaining almost 1.5 strokes on the field on approach, been really solid off the tee. You know, just playing really well. But like I say, not, you know, crazy good like you talked about Taylor Moore. You know, in one area he's really off the charts, and then in another area he's off the charts the wrong way. Thorbjornsson has been consistently good really across the board here, and that's a great sign, I think, going forward. So, you know, minus 115 kind of sounds a little expensive this early in the game to bet on him for top 20. Hard to say there, Kevin. I, you know, no matter what it is, whether it's a finish position, an outright win, you know, I almost never like to make a bet after just one round. I really like to see 36 holes go by before I kind of have a feel for how this thing might go moving forward after that. You never know. It's why I've said for years, I am much better at betting head-to-head matchups for the full tournament than I am for a single round. Because a single round for me is like betting on one quarter of a football game. We don't know if the Chiefs are going to light up the scoreboard and score 20 points or if this is going to happen. We don't know. Over the course of the game, we expect the Chiefs to be pretty darn good. But one quarter, anything can happen. And that's kind of the way I feel in a golf tournament. We expect Tony Finau to be pretty good over the course of 4 days. One day, you never know what could happen.
Just because you hit on it, I'll give you an example of that. You remember the Chiefs comeback against the Texans in the playoffs, the second rounder, Mahomes against Watson, where they were down 21-0 and then up at half like 24-21.
Yes.
There was one team total that you could bet in that entire game that didn't win, right? Whether it was the full game, halftime, either side. And it was the Chiefs' first quarter team total, 6.5. You're laying juice. And that was the team total that I bet. I lost, and I turned that football game off and got into work and found out the Chiefs had the halftime lead. Now, listen, it's not
great
apples
example.
To apples, but to Brady's point, when if you open up the window, right, you kind of give yourself a chance to be correct more. It varies, right? I know baseball bettors that sometimes
say, man, Kevin.
Yeah.
The handicap is more likely to manifest over time rather than just a short slice of cheese, right? So, just one round, 18 holes under our belt. Okay, let's see where we're at. Did we win a first-round leader? Oh, no. Okay, well, let's move on. Let's get two rounds under our belt, see where we're at, and maybe make a move from there. But I typically don't want to react to just one day.
And by the way, it's why sometimes, just because we're in that time of year, and Brady, I know you place the wagers as well, sometimes with NFL futures, there were a few teams last year that I was really interested in betting, and I was deciding between win a division and win a conference. Now, ultimately, they didn't cash, but it was the Browns and the Packers. And I was kind of going through, and I go, listen, man, could Green Bay win the North? They could. But if they're in the playoffs, I'm getting a great number, and I'm in the mix, right? And again, ultimately, I made no money off the ticket, right? That's how futures go. But you give yourself more room. And that's what I always try and tell people who are not, if you're not a regular golf bettor, but you're getting into it more and more. I mean, again, we enter the 3M with the favorite having longer odds than the Chiefs are to win the Super Bowl. And that's going to take place over 4 days. It is a futures market. It really is. I know it's an event, but so that's kind of where, again, just to Brady's point, because I think it's an awesome one, giving yourself more time to be correct is not a bad idea.
Yep. I agree with you wholeheartedly, my friend. It's you look at all these golfers and you handicap their skill sets, and you know they're good with the irons, they're good with the putter, whatever their strengths and weaknesses are, that's more likely to play out over the course of 4 days than it is just one.
It's a great point there. Brady, I don't want to keep you too long, but I did want to talk just a little bit of the Olympics. Just because then we're going to get cut off here if you have just a minute or two just to throw people some of the stuff that – all right, fantastic. We're going to stick around here then with Brady. And to give people an idea, just in case you haven't seen it yet, the field for the men's Olympics golf tournament. My goodness. Scotty, Xander, Rory, Ludwig, Morikawa, Rahm, Lowry. I mean, if they're not careful, this is going to become the premier event in all of golf. I mean, this is an incredible field here. A lot of pride on the line and a lot of opportunities to get involved. I've been saying it all week. I think the basketball is going to draw a lot of the money. I think the golf's going to be in that top five pretty comfortably because they're bringing superstars to Paris. This is the best in the world. That's where they are this week. And we're going to talk about them next with Brady Cannon. Keep it right here.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
for Live With You on a Thursday night on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you right here, live on Sports Grid. Our guy Brady Cannon sticks around here, Brady. As I said, the Olympics field for golf with the men's side of it, it's just absolutely star-studded. What's starting to jump off the page as you get a look at this tournament here?
Yeah, and admittedly, I've just started to scratch the surface here. I'm not quite positive of what the format is going to be. I think it's going to be a traditional four-day stroke play event, and maybe just first, second, and third are gold medal, silver, and bronze. I'm not positive. I know I'll know here pretty soon, probably before the weekend. But I'm sure that information has now become readily available, but I haven't gotten to that point just yet. Mm-hmm. I've started to look at the numbers. I've started to look at the golf course and kind of size everything from that angle so far. This golf course has been around for a while. It's been a part of Ryder Cups. It's been a part of the European Tour, the Open de France, that has been participated in by many guys in this field. Not really any Americans, which is interesting. They had the 2018 Ryder Cup here that Europe won, and there were no Americans in that Ryder Cup that are in here in this Olympics. Scotty wasn't there, Morikawa wasn't there, Wyndham Clark wasn't there, and I'm forgetting who the fourth guy, Xander Schauffele. He wasn't there either for that particular Ryder Cup. But there were Europeans there that are here. And also in that same year in 2018, earlier in that summer, Alex Noren won the Open de France, the European Tour event, at this same golf course. John Rahm, by the way, in that same tournament, finished fifth. Both Rahm and Noren were also a part of the Ryder Cup team. Noren went 2-1 as far as his overall points. He won his singles match. He lost one of the team matches and won another team match. So he was 2-1 on the week. Rahm won his singles match, beat Tiger Woods, but lost his two team matches. He was 1-2 for the week. Rory was 2-3. And these are all guys that are here at the Olympics. Tommy Fleetwood was a Ryder Cup rookie that year in 2018, paired up with Francesco Molinari, who's not here in the Olympic field, but Tommy is representing England. And Tommy was on fire for that Ryder Cup. He went 4-1. So there's a guy, I mean, Noren, Fleetwood, and really Rahm too, have all had a lot of success at this golf course.
It's incredible insight there then, and it kind of gives us an idea just where to keep our eye. I'm curious, and again, we were kind of talking about this a little bit, but at the moment, the only thing that is different thus far is we don't have anything, at least that I'm seeing, other than an outright market. When Right. do we start to get some head-to-heads, some round scores? I don't know if the finishing position, well, probably give us what? I mean, I guess gold, silver, and bronze, right? So I think that's going to be super interesting, Brady, when we get there.
That's what I was talking about. I don't know exactly how the playing format is going to necessarily match up with the markets. I'm guessing there'll probably be some very interesting betting where we can, you know, pose one country against another or you know, who's going to be the low country. Like, you know, most of these countries have two representatives. And maybe you're going to have an entire market of those countries that are represented by two players. Who has the cumulative low score? That would be a ton of fun. So I think there's going to be some great betting markets. And I'm just kind of waiting for it all to come out. I imagine we'll see it over the weekend. And if not over the weekend, I'm sure by Monday morning.
Yeah, I'm also wondering. And look, I know a lot of this stuff has started, but the opening ceremony is tomorrow. So we kind of still have some time with different Olympic markets. I wonder how much this event could be a swing on the over-under gold medals total for the USA. Brady
wow,
was 41.5.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we think Scotty's 310, but again, you and you know, Sam behind the scenes were talking, what's going to be the price for USA to win gold with golf? Because then you got Scotty, Xander, and Morikawa all, you know, within that side of that top five. So that's going to be – it's going to be an interesting thing. It's tournaments like this. You know, we mentioned the women's soccer. It's going to be a lot of fun. Brady, appreciate it. As always, I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
Yeah, I'm sure we will, Kev. I'll just leave you with this. Morikawa is probably going to be another guy that I'll be on. I mean, this guy has been knocking on the door all season long in these big events. Maybe this will be the time that he gets on that podium.
Yeah, we'll be keeping eyes on it throughout. Again, that's Brady Cannon there joining us on Game Time Decisions. Up next, Mr. Joe Lisi stops by to answer the question of how many Big Ten teams will be in the college football playoff.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.